This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What's up, guys? It's Tori.
And I'm Anissa.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast, where we go behind the scenes of All Stars 2.
Today, we are joined by 5-time challenger. We are so excited she's back on All Stars, the incredible, gorgeous, hilarious Melinda Collins.
Yes, and this episode was huge for her, from the challenge to the elimination to her emotional journey outside of the challenge house. So I'm really excited that we're going to be able to talk to her and, yeah, just let her open up on this episode.
So we hope you guys enjoy this interview with Melinda Collins. All right, folks. We have reached that time where we get to interview an all-star. This all-star is a super-duper all-star, in my opinion. One of the funniest women, if you didn't know, and absolutely beautiful years later. 5-time challenger, Melinda Collins.
Yay!
Hi! Yay! I'm so excited that you guys invited me on. So thank you very, very much.
It's our pleasure. This episode was so moving. I mean, oof. I was crying watching it. You know, we're going to get into all of that in a little bit, but obviously you're back on All Stars 2. How does it feel to be back in the game?
You know, it's kind of crazy for me. I actually thought I was done. I was like, I'm over all this. I don't want to go through all the drama and all that stuff again. And, you know, I was just at a different point in my life. And actually the first challenge or the first season, I had gotten a call as well, but I was actually pregnant at that time. So I had to say no. And then when the second one, I got the call for that one, it was like literally 2 weeks after I had lost my daughter.
Oh my God.
I was like, the universe is like tapping me on the shoulder. Like, maybe this is a good thing for you to go do. And I'm glad I went. I honestly, like, I loved All Stars so much.
Yeah.
It was a good ride.
I know you opened up about it on social media, which I think is commendable, because I know it's hard when, you know, a million people are judging and, you know, everybody has their comments about whatever, whether they express them or not. Were you planning on telling anybody, or that conversation just kind of happened organically?
Well, what's really crazy about everything for me is I had put up a pregnancy announcement. And the weird thing about it is, with that pregnancy announcement, turns out she had already passed at that point. I just didn't know. And so then when I found out that I was going to have to deliver her, her name was Colette. It's easier for me to just say her name that way. But when I found out that Colette, you know, had passed and I had to actually deliver her and everything, I thought that it would be weird for people. All of a sudden, there's just no baby, right? So I felt like I had to get ahead of it. And that's what I did. So I was like, I just want to put something out on social media and just address it now. So in like 2 months, I'm not having to relive all this again. And I'm really glad that I did, because the outpouring of support was such an inspiration. And there was so many women who reached out to me who had gone through it themselves, who went through it alone, who never told anybody that they were going through this. And in their hurt, it helped me heal. And I think in my hurt, it helped them heal. And it was a it was very, very powerful. And I'm very grateful to Buna Murray and MTV to allow me to share my story, because if I can help one person just to know, like, you're not alone. Because when, as women, we have so much on our shoulders, right? And when you lose a baby, you feel like, what did I do wrong? Mm-hmm. What could I have done? You know, did I eat a piece of deli meat, or did I have a cup of coffee and I shouldn't have? And it's like, it's not fair that we do that to ourselves, mm-hmm. because it is one in three where women do have miscarriages. And unfortunately, I was far enough along, I had to deliver her, and that was traumatic in and of itself. But ultimately, I just want women to know, like, we need to do a better job of supporting each other through these things that we go through. And I was fortunate that I had a wonderful support system in the All-Stars house, because her due date was obviously, you saw in the episode, one of the days that I was there, and it was going to be hard for me. And I mean, it was crazy too. The men in the house were so supportive, and we did like a little vigil for her one night where I had like a lantern and went out to the beach, and I kind of like released her, if you will. And I mean, the men that were just around me, it was amazing. It really was. Wow. I'm very fortunate for that.
Yeah. All stars.
I'm sorry that you're crying.
No, it's fine. I don't know why you're sorry. I just can't imagine. I mean, I've been through my stuff, not in the same way. And clearly this isn't a measure of whose pain's worse. Obviously, you know that. I support you.
It all hurts.
It's just so, I don't know. I think the older I get, the more emotional I get about all of it, because it just, you know, God gives us as many chances as will happen with our bodies. And it just makes me sad, all of the things that we have to go through and how much shit is put on us, and how like you can go through the stress of all that and like make it through. It's just amazing. And then have an elimination later. And like, I mean, all of these things, I can't imagine going through that and then having that and then still performing and still, you know, doing what you needed to do. So it's just amazing. And it just makes me emotional. I mean, I think
it's so brave, because, you know, like, to talk, thank God you're with people that you've known from the past, right? Yeah. And like that you do feel comfortable with. But then also, like, you have people watching you now that haven't watched you in years. Mm-hmm. And now they're relearning your story about, you know, where Melinda's gone from the last time she was on the show up until now. And we've seen other challengers come on here too and open up about like really hard things in their lives as well.
Yeah. Do you think, like, Derek, right? I mean, God, like, we had a lot of stuff on this season. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Sorry to cut you off.
No, it's okay. I mean, I think it speaks to the importance of how much it matters to share your story with people, because like you said, it's healing for you. It was healing for Derek. We talked to him on the podcast too. And like, what do you think, like, how does it feel now sitting back, like rewatching it, and like, are you nervous for this to air, or are you like hoping that it reopens and helps to heal you more? Like, how is it sitting on this side now from this point?
I was really nervous to watch, just to see what the portrayal was going to be like. And I really feel like they handled it really well. I mean, I cried all the tears a lot this season. But I think that it's healing for me to be able to talk about it, to have a voice, to share my story. And, you know, it's one of these things where, especially with the holidays coming up, it's like hard, like, to know I would have a 3-month-old right now. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, it's a hard thing, but in and of itself, it is healing to be able to just be out there and kind of like see how far I've come, even from August, you know?
Yeah. So, I am grateful for you that, like, you do have all these cool ass dads and moms on the show. Like, when we did it back in the day, no one had kids.
No.
So it's,
and
like,
people would have looked at it as like a weakness.
Right.
Like, oh, you're crying because of this. We're going to send you in. We want you to go home. And no one uttered those words.
MJ has daughters. I mean, John A has kids. Jasmine has kids.
There's so many
mommies and daddies there. So, like, I think if you were on a regular challenge, I don't know. Well, however you want to say it, the other challenge.
The flagship.
Yeah, the flagship, whatever. It all sounds weird. That the support would be different. You know, people could be compassionate, but I think it's different. And I'm happy that you had that kind of support. I really am.
The cool thing too is I really got to reconnect with Nehemiah, and you know, we were on Austin together, and we were super close in the Austin house, and then we filmed the reunion. We had a bit of a falling out, and I hadn't really talked to him a whole lot since Wes's wedding, we got to talk. And then just being in the house with him again, like, he was a huge support system for me. Like, and he still is. I feel like I talk to him every day, just texting or talking. And it's one of the cool things about All-Stars that you get to reconnect with the people that, you know, I was a different person when I was 21, right? Yeah, you know, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Nehemiah very is different. Good for that. I will say that, like, in the game, we can all get weird, but on a personal level, Nehemiah is a great person.
Yeah, he seems amazing.
He is. And like, the Nehemiah I knew when he was 19 years old was very much like somebody who was a hothead, and he would say things to like cut you and get like right to your core. And seeing him on this one, I was like, wow, like, you have grown up so much in the most beautiful way. And I mean, he's just a good freaking person. Like, yeah. I adore him.
And now you have this crazy alliance of these strong ass outspoken men. I mean, you have LT, who, when I say outspoken, it's like, when LT speaks, everybody shuts up because he's more of an observer. You know what I mean? And when he talks, you're like, and then you have Nehemiah and Tech, who are like, you know, kind of like, Tech is like, it is what it is. And they're very three different personalities, but they're really big ones. And they're pretty damn athletic. So,
well, what's really funny about this is I came into this house with really the only person I was worried about was Nehemiah. You know, like, of being like somebody that I'm going to make sure that I'm working with and have their back. And I was flying by the seat of my pants this entire time, even up until this challenge. I had no like set alliance. So it's kind of funny how things started like playing out. And then when Derek got sent in, and Letarian and Tech both had said something about our room being an alliance. And I was like, oh, I was like, okay, I guess that we're all in an alliance together. Which, you know, you're always trying to protect the people who are in your room is kind of what happens. Yeah. But I feel like I kind of got forced into this alliance, and I'm not mad about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it was just still kind of funny. I'm like, I didn't talk gameplay with anybody. And like, I spent so much of my time with Tyler and Janelle, and I was like, these are the people that like I'm going to protect too. And it was just kind of funny how it ended up playing out that way. But again, I'm not mad about it.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, like, it's interesting. All of you guys are really great competitors, right? Like, you're a beast. And it was interesting.
I appreciate you saying that.
But you are. In everybody brings something special to the table. I don't knock anybody for competing, even coming on the show, as long as you don't quit, which sometimes you have to because you can be too scared. But like, for the most part, if you get up there and you try, some of this stuff is really scary, and it's really hard for the viewer to really understand that.
For sure.
And like,
this challenge, it was still like 30, 40 feet above the water.
I mean, you still look like, I didn't know if you were going to make it. Did you think for a second, like, this might be it, I might have to go home?
Oh, well, I will tell you. So I did have a concussion. I hit that water hard. I like hit my ribs first, and it kind of knocked the wind out of me. And then I hit my head is what I remember. And like, I just remember like I come to and I'm like bobbing in the water, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm in water. I need to swim. It was pretty terrifying, but I knew like I wanted to prove on this challenge that like I am a good competitor. And like, I think in my 20s, I didn't give myself enough credit. And as soon as I felt like I was backed into a corner, I was just like, screw it, I want to go home. Mm-hmm. And this time I was like, no, I want to be here. I want all the people who've supported me over the years to be like, this is the Melinda we've been waiting for.
Yeah.
So that was my goal. So yeah, I was scared to go home. That's why I was like, no, go ahead.
I think as we get older though, and Tori, you'll find out. I mean, you're almost there. She's like my old young friend.
Here I am.
Elderly young friend. It's as you get older, you stop giving a shit. You're like, oh, you think that of me? Okay, well, I don't really care because I've done all this work. Like,
yeah.
I wish I would let some like 25-year-old chick tell me that I ain't shit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know what I mean? Or come on a show and be like, oh, well, we're all doing the same amount of tough stuff. And we've all been, you just stop caring and like really investing in yourself.
Yeah.
Like, the way that I would train now is definitely different than I would train when I was 27. Oh, well, I didn't really train then because we were just skinny and I'd just smoke a pack of cigarettes and drink Starbucks and I'd be right back in challenge shape. But it was a very so different time. But it's awesome when you're at this age and you're like, you know what? I'm going to challenge myself.
Yeah.
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 And, you know, you were so like right on the head with that of like, in my 20s, I wanted everybody to like me and everybody to be like, oh, she's such a sweetheart. And like, I just, you know, people walked all over me. And I got to a point in my life where I'm like, screw that. Like, if you don't like me, that's okay. Maybe I don't like you. And to get to that point, it's pretty powerful, honestly. Yeah. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe we're not going to like each other. That's cool.
I think that's what's so refreshing about watching All Stars. Like, I mean, we're at a point right now with the flagship challenge, that's what we're calling it right now. We're
calling it that.
I know. All right, what do you want to call it?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll run it by Buna Murray later.
Okay. I'll just say the challenge and then we have All Stars.
Okay, so. Yeah, the challenge and All Stars. I'd love that. Or I'll just say Spies, Lies, and Allies. Like, we're at a there point right go. Now in that game. It's obviously the end of the season, but like, there's not too many feuds and rivalries. Like, it's minimal happening. And I'm really enjoying the way and how outspoken everybody is on All Star. People are like, yeah, we're forming an alliance. We're coming for you. Deal with it. You know, it's like, oh, shit. Like, it's pretty incredible. And it's actually really refreshing to watch as a viewer. I'm like, really enjoying it. But before we dive into that more, I really just want to go back into this daily challenge because the trampolines were awesome. But how frustrating was it for you to know that even though, like, Casey quit and gave up, you were the one that was going to go into the elimination?
Well, you know, it's funny. If you would have seen my OTF before this too, I was like, oh my God, this is my challenge. I'm going to win. It's jumping off stuff. Like, I was so pumped. And the fact that I get hurt is like, it's the irony of it, right? Yeah. But so I was in the ambulance when Casey went. So I didn't even know what was going on at that point. And I had heard that she stood up on top the very last trampoline for a while and decided that she was done. And I was like, oh my God, maybe they're not going to throw me in because of this. And I mean, I think it's kind of shitty that like I'm hurt and I get sent in, but it's like, it is what it is. It's the name of the game. And if there's one thing I learned on All Stars, it's to not be scared of an elimination. And once you're not scared of an elimination, that's a really cool place to be in. And I was like, if this is my time to go, it's my time to go. But I had that taste and I really wanted to be there. So,
yeah.
but I was so mad. I'm like, y'all sending me in. And
was that your angry voice? Ready to go.
Yeah. No, it's like you don't want to hear my angry voice. I'm so angry. No, but it was a really cool challenge. I mean, they, especially like moving forward, the rest of them are just so freaking cool. Yeah. I mean, they brought it this season with the challenges and everyone, it was like, oh my God, this is way cooler than the last one we did. I didn't think it could get any cooler. And then it keeps, I mean, they know what they're doing. They really do.
Do you, like, after you guys, that obviously that challenge took all day, the deliberation was the next day, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because, yeah, you could see you guys were there all day. That looked like
nice. It looked awful. Yeah. That was one of those nine-hour challenges.
Yeah, they were like, your food was delivered to the house at 7 o'clock, and that was an hour and a half ago. You know, like, I don't think they expected it to go as long as it did.
I mean, you guys, each person had to go 3 rounds and then solve a math equation.
And that's if they didn't miss.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You know,
so. And it was so hard because I actually went first. Me and Steve went first. And once you got up there, I was like, I'm going to jump onto this puzzle piece with my whole body and try to pull it down. And still only one side came down. I'm like, how is this possible? Right. That was really frustrating. So I ended up going 3 times and I only got 1 down.
Jesus.
It was like, it was bad, but you know, that's the problem with going first.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So what do you think the strategy was? Just smacking them?
Yes. Yes.
Because it was just easier to just flick it off the ropes.
Yeah. If you did a double hand smack, it looked like everybody who was doing that. Like a double hand smack, right?
Double hand
smack. I love a double hand smack, if you know what I mean.
Okay, great.
But yeah, I mean, so hanging on it, just it didn't work.
You would think it would. It's on the fish wire. My body would have, listen.
Taking notes.
Tori, are you taking it? If we see fish wire in something on a challenge.
Double hand smack.
Double hand slap, smack, slap. Bam. We're going to try it out tonight. We're going to try it out tonight and see what happens.
We'll send vids, Melinda. Don't worry.
Tina, I actually got to watch her go, and she was my little Frogger, and I was hoping so badly they put like the video game noises when she was jumping. It was so funny, but when she went, the trampolines were soaked because a storm went through. So the smartest decision for her to not fall was to do the little Frogger, but oh, we still have a good laugh talking about how she looked going up that
it was
trampoline.
So cute.
I do love Tina because she doesn't give a shit.
She doesn't. Ugh. She's awesome.
It's amazing. Her. I love her too. And I missed her so much. I'm really sad that I wasn't on this one because it would have been great because I only know you from. Hold on. Hey, Siri, turn off. I didn't even say her name. She just
She's a little fame whore.
Like, be quiet and get in touch with your mind. I'm like, get off the podcast, Siri.
Oh,
fucking creep. God, Siri, she wants so heart. Much attention. Sheesh. But it's crazy because I've only known you over the phone.
Yeah.
I used to have to call her on challenges to make sure that everything was okay in her relationship.
Wow.
That was fun.
That's back when we had a laptop.
What?
Three phones in the house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would call her on the phone and be like, hi, Melinda. We don't know each other, but just making sure you still love your boyfriend. Okay, bye.
Oh, my God. Crazy.
And then we finally meet and I'm like, oh, I love you.
I know. You know, like, I feel like I've never been portrayed as, like, the goofy, funny person.
You really are.
I mean, if they would show so many of the outtakes from All Stars 2, I mean, me and Katie masterminded this prank or rumor about Nehemiah. And, like, that I walked in on him pleasuring himself in a really funny way. And we made it so believable. There's still challengers who think that this was a true story.
That's amazing.
And it's so funny because Nehemiah went along with it and everything. But like, we had so much fun in this house.
Oh, I need you to tell me that later.
I will. Yeah. I don't, you know what you can all say on this, but I don't, you know.
Well, you have your own podcast. So you definitely need to take a listen to that because that's where you say everything. And that's how I know
dirty.
You have. Well, it's crazy because people look at you and you're like, sweet, sweet Melinda. And then you're like, oh yeah, I'm sweet. Let me listen to my podcast.
You know, the Blonde Moments podcast is one of those things where it's like, women don't think like this. Women don't talk like this. And it's like, the hell we don't.
Yeah.
We think all the same things that you men think and talk about. Mm-hmm. We just are supposed to be ladylike. And it's like, oh, come on.
Oh, we talk about it in more detail.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. More like, I remember that gross thing that happened, but he didn't know, you know, like all that shit.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Exactly.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Let's get into this deliberation because I thought it was really interesting how it all went down. I also thought it was very interesting. I love Ayana. I think she's a really powerful person to watch. I don't know her personally, but I honestly really enjoy watching her because she's super powerful. She speaks her mind. She doesn't give a shit. She also had that really cool moment in the beginning of the season where she helped Leah carry her her thing. I forget what it's called. But
A sled, right?
So, sled. Like, you know, obviously Jody and – wait, who? I'm drawing a blank.
Jody
who
and won? Tina?
Jody and
– Darrell, girl.
Joey, I love Darrell.
And Joey and Darrell.
Joey and God damn it, Darrell. So Jody and Darrell, they win.
Yes.
They have the opportunity to put people up for elimination, potential elimination, and you know they make Ayana use her life shield, and then she obviously gets upset about that. I love Ayana, like I said, but I found it interesting because that just happened to Jody the week before. Like,
yeah, I mean, I can see where Ayana was coming from because it's basically what Jody said at the end. Like, I think she was mad that we didn't also make Brad flush his out. And I think that's what it was too. But like,
yeah,
it was so cute in the house to see Ayana. Like, she loves tech and like she truly had his back through everything. And like, no matter what the situation was, she was always looking out for him. And I think for her, it was frustrating because I think in her mind, she was like, oh, this is brilliant. I have this life shield. Right. I can protect him. And then when, you know, that's taken away from you, you're like, your hands are tied.
It's so true.
So I get it. And she is like seeing her with tech. It was like a cool thing though, honestly. Like, I think this is the first time they've met. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not remembering that correctly.
I'm trying to think,
but it's like
been on other challenges with us.
Yeah, I don't know. But
was he ever on the challenge?
I think he only did one.
One season. He did one.
I have an awful memory, by the
way. Me too. I don't think he was ever on Battle of the
Sexes. I think it was one of the first seasons. I think it was like Real World Road Rules something.
Challenge 2000. That's what it was.
Oh, it's way back. Yeah, that was one of the first few.
Challenge 2000. Yeah, I was still in high school. But, but I think Ayana did Battle of the Sexes 1 and 2. So I think that's why, because she came in later.
Right.
Yeah. So I thought it was like that. The show's getting really heated now, you know, like obviously Ayana's upset, and then everybody made sure that they could manipulate it so that Tina got sent in and also that Tech got sent in. And I thought that was pretty crazy that Tech kind of didn't really want to speak up. But you could probably see, like, he was obviously hurt that Steve wanted to go against him. And it's just interesting watching it all blow up. So what was it like being in the house and seeing it firsthand?
Well, it was tough because I know, like, the guys in my room really felt that they took Steve under their wing. But I mean, Steve is a great person. I truly, like, I don't think that he thought he was doing any harm. Like, he was obviously looking out for himself. But, like, in this game, you have to also look out for the people who are looking out for you.
Yeah.
And if that meant, I mean, it would suck for me, like, either way, because even if Tyler was going in, that would be detrimental to me because he's somebody I spent most of my time with there. I had so much fun with him in the house. But it's like you're literally the name that you're picking is somebody who has done everything to like protect you. And because the trivia that we did the week before, Darrell actually won that challenge because Steve had said an answer and then apparently was wrong. But then they looked it up and he was right. So they had to like reset. But Tech was the one fighting for Steve to be able to go back up there and continue playing the game. And so that's why I think Tech was even more passionate about it too. Like, dude, I literally stuck my neck out for you.
So yeah. That makes so much sense.
Yeah. Well, I just think it further proves like why like Tech was so hurt. It's like, I went to bat for you and then you want to take me into an elimination. It was so funny too. I don't remember that they said it, but when Tech won, he said the funniest line. He said, "Suck my dick backwards, suck my dick and balls backwards." And he was like throwing sand up and it was so freaking funny to watch and see. But like, I felt bad because Steve, I felt like, was like, what the hell just happened? Like, why, you know, why is he so passionate about it? But man, Tech is hilarious.
The best one-liners so and the best cheerleader ever.
Yes. Aww. Yeah. And I love that he calls me Melly Mel.
He is the funniest, man. Speaking of Tech, how'd you feel about his performance? Because he kicked ass, in my opinion.
Yeah, he did.
Oof. You know, and the elimination went for a long time.
Ooh, yeah.
It was an endurance one. And I was like, if anybody doubted Tech as a player, you're going to check yourself, because he legitimately, it was amazing to watch. He just never gave up. And like, I honestly, it felt like maybe an hour. I could be wrong. It felt like forever that they were running back and forth, and we weren't supposed to get physical in the elimination. And I know that obviously the men took it differently, but you know, that was a strategy move, a strategic move. And it was smart to do that, you know, get into Steve's head a little bit more, but Tech's a good competitor and he has heart. So I would have never count him out.
Yeah. Obviously, it was a really exciting elimination. And then I was blown away at your elimination. Like, Tina walked out there and stopped. And honestly, I thought maybe it was almost like holding a moment of – a moment of solitude for you because of, you know, the conversations you had had with her. You guys are close. What you had been going through. Like, do you think that – obviously, Tina had been talking about how she's changed as a person. She doesn't want to go back to being this old – you know, younger version of herself, which I totally understand. And that environment can absolutely pull it out of you. But do you think that if it would have been against anybody else besides you, that she would have done that?
I think there's a good chance that she would have. She says to me, you know, like all day long, that whole day, she was kind of going back and forth. And I was like, don't not compete. Like, you need to compete. Like, if you, I said, you're going to look back at this and you're going to be so disappointed in yourself if you quit. And she's like, yeah, I know, but like, I don't like what this game is doing to me and who it's making me become. I don't want to go back to that person. And I'm like, I totally get it. But like, I don't want you to not compete because of me. And then you look back and you're like, oh, I hate her now too, you know? And so we were standing watching Tech and Steve's elimination, and we kind of said, like, whispered some things to each other. We're like, let's just, we're not going to get physical. We're just going to, you know, play the game outright. And she said at one point, I have my son's name is Camden and I have a Camden necklace. Aww. And she said that she saw me, like, she looked over at me and saw me kissing my Camden necklace. Aww. And she was like, in that moment, she's like, I knew you wanted to be here more than I did. And I think there was a lot of factors. And if, you know, if it was somebody else that maybe she didn't get along with as well, or maybe somebody that she was mad at, maybe she would have stayed and competed. But it was tough for me. It was like, it was a lose situation. Either I was going home, or I knew Tina wasn't going to be in the house anymore. And like, I just freaking adore her. I really do.
She's great. Yeah.
I mean, after seeing the men's side, and especially you and Tina being friends, and like, if it was me and Anissa, I would never want to hit Anissa in an elimination.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want to hit you if we're going.
But you would.
Okay, if but I wouldn't want to. No.
I don't think I could do it. I don't want to talk about it.
I don't think I could do it.
You guys hug it out.
What I think you, we said if we had a hall brawl, we'd just go in the middle and play patty cake.
Yeah. Aww. Or just I don't think I could do it. She would probably lay me the fuck out anyway.
She'd be like, so we are going to play patty cake, right? And then she just smokes you in the middle. She just runs right through you.
Or just like gently touch her and just lie down in the sand.
Aww. We don't even have to talk about that. I don't even, we're here, we're talking to Melinda.
Yeah, don't put that on the universe, right?
We're not. Ooh, we're not even I'm not even on the show right now. I'm chilling. We're fine.
Shake it off. Woo. Well, Melinda, it has been seriously a pleasure talking to you, and watching this episode brought me to tears, Anissa to tears. Even talking to you, I was crying. So thank you so much for sharing everything that you have shared. We have one more question for you. It's our final question of the podcast. Anissa, do you want to do the honors? Because you
Yeah, because I always do. Yeah, oh, well, that's fine too. I'll take that compliment. So you're competing in All-Stars, which is about the greatest of all time. So I want to know what you think the greatest of all time is in terms of competitor, season, and challenge.
Well, I have given this some thought, and I would like to say I would think that Darrell is probably one of the greatest challengers of all time. And based on solely like the four wins back to back, I mean, like, how you even do that is insane to me. But like, CT is right on his heels with that, and the fact that he's still doing the challenge is insane to me. So, but I'd have to give my vote to Darrell on that one. My favorite season of the challenge, overall, I'd have to say All-Stars too here.
Yeah, awesome.
But as a viewer, one of my favorites, I believe it was Battle of the X's 2. I could be wrong, and I'm so bad. My memory sucks, but it was when the whole house punked Knight and like pranked him.
That probably was too, because he wasn't on one.
Yeah, I was super close tonight, and it was just really cute for watching, you know, because he just always wanted to be so like included, and the whole house doing that. And then obviously DM was on there too. And so that was probably my favorite to watch. And then what was the third one?
What's your favorite challenge? I guess like favorite challenge to do or watch.
Okay. Well, my favorite challenge is actually coming up, and I don't want to spoil it, but it is so badass. I absolutely loved it, and I hope to be able to do it again someday.
Oh.
It was so cool. Like, I'm like, who gets to do this stuff? But before All-Stars, I would say I was on Cutthroat, and we had to go into a gas chamber, and we had been tear gassed. It was such a cool experience to me, though, like something that, you know, would you ever do that? No, but like, I loved it. I thought it was fun.
You are one person out of the rest of the people that did that.
Yeah.
Because everyone hated, I mean, they're like throwing up, crying.
Yep.
You're like, but it was
fun.
Yeah. No.
Hey, maybe I'm a little weird.
Oh, tear gas. Anybody have any? I'm really into it. It's Friday night. No wine for me. Just tear gas.
Yeah. Just tear gas.
Fill the room up. I'm ready to go.
Yep. New perfume. Fuck it.
Tear gas.
Tear gas.
Brings all the. Yeah. Thank you for coming and talking to us. I know that this wasn't an easy one to watch, but I really am happy that you came, and it's just admirable. You're so strong and so beautiful and so damn funny. And if you want to know more funny, where can they listen to this podcast? What is it called? What do you talk about?
You can listen to it anywhere you listen to podcasts. So Apple, you know, Spotify, all that stuff. But it's Blonde Moments Podcast. We are coming back in January. So we took an obvious little hiatus because I was gone on a vacation, right? We talk about everything. Like, there is nothing off limits. But we basically we'll have a topic. Let's just say it's like losing your virginity or first dates, and we'll have people write in and share their stories with us. And it's always a good time. It's so funny. It's so dirty. So you don't want to listen when your kids are in the car, but it's a good time. It's really, really fun. So I enjoy it. And it's with my best friend, Gina. So it's just like you two. Like, it doesn't get any better than that, right?
Yeah. It's like talking shit, but like sharing it with a whole bunch of people. And I love that. Mm-hmm. Because it's all the stuff that I think people don't think that they can talk about. And thank you for providing a safe and fun space for them to do so.
Judgment free, too.
Yes. Love that. Well, if you're not going to judge me, I'll send in some stories because I got
please.
I know a couple of them too, and they are.
Spicy.
I've got some too.
I love it. I bet. Let's hear them.
Oh, Melinda, well, thank you.
I truly
so
love
much.
You, ladies. This was
I
fun.
I love you. Thank you. Where can we follow you on Instagram? What's your Instagram handle?
Melinda Stolp MTV. That's my, and I think that's the same on everything. So, but I use Instagram probably more than anything else. I am very awful with social media.
Me too. I hate it. Let me just relax. Isn't there something on Lifetime?
Right. I'm like, do I have to really put on makeup today to put a picture up? I know.
You're beautiful. You don't need any makeup ever.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. I love you, ladies. And you guys are just crushing it. I love listening. So thanks for having me as a guest.
Yes, we're excited to watch you on the rest of the season. Keep killing it. Keep killing it.
Thank you. Thank you.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show.
Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Well, Anissa, I think that you are so lucky that you've had the ability to know Melinda for so long, because she's such an angel. And I think that it's incredible that she was able to share all of her story with us. So
yes, I hope that we see her back on our screens. I'd love to see what she does this season, because I think we haven't seen the best out of her yet.
I'm excited.
The best is yet to come.
Yeah, I can feel it. I can feel it. All right, Anissa, well, where can we send you All Stars 2 questions? What's your social? Plug it.
It's Anissa MTV. That's A-N-E-E-S-A MTV. And that's Instagram, and that's it. That's all I got for you. Tori, where can we find you?
Yep, at Tori underscore deal, same thing. Don't restrict me, don't block me, just think about me and love my body. And make sure you listen every Thursday as we go behind the scenes of the challenge, Spies, Lies, and Allies, because that season's wrapping up soon.
And join us Fridays as we pull back the curtain on season 2 of the Challenge All-Stars.
Only on MTV's official Challenge podcast.
And I know there was a lot of discussion in today's episode about pregnancy loss, so for more information and helpful resources, head to bedsider.org.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.